Well, ladies and gentlemen, I started that conversation out talking about the burgers and fries and pizza. Can't leave out the pizza, even though it's not one of my favorites. Hey, it was part of the mix, so let's include it too. Burgers, fries, and pizza. Don't know what kind of drinks they had. I'm thinking some kind of sodas, some kind of pops. But at any rate, that was, of course, one of the minor issues, if you will, tied into this unnecessary government shutdown. But the other stuff I talked about, much more serious, much more serious. Well, there's something that I'd like for you to start thinking about. I've been saying off and on for a number of years now that as time goes on, we're going to find that even in our households, more and more, they're going to be more and more, there's just going to be more discord centered around politics, especially for the people who center their religion around their politics. No, I said it the way I meant to. There are a lot of people who are religious and they have political passions. Very rarely do they truly center their politics around their religion. They usually center their religion around their politics. In other words, they determine what they want to believe, what they believe politically, what they value politically, what they embrace passionately politically, what positions they determine, what positions they take politically. And then they make sure that whatever religion they say they embrace is tweaked and fine-tuned and manipulated to fit their political positions. They don't make their political positions fit, for example, biblical principles for the person who says, for the people who say we're Christians. And there are people who are Christians who do not center their religion around their politics. For them, God's word is truly primary. But for a lot of people who have political passions and say that they're religious, their politics is primary. Their politics come first. They determine their political positions, and then they make ways to force scripture, biblical principles, to fit their political positions. Or, when they can't do that, they simply dismiss what God has to say about a matter. And as this type of mentality grows and grows, builds and builds, I've been saying this off and on for years, you're going to find that even in our households, in our families, including with regards to extended family, there's going to be more and more discord because the people are going to divide when it comes to political positions. And as we get closer and closer to the end of the age, the divisions are going to grow sharper and sharper, more and more heated, more and more personal, more and more lethal. Well, we can still, for those of us who care about having households that remain intact, we can still take steps to try to stave that off at our households. And remember, again, I'm talking even including extended family. So that said, let me share with you some, you know, a little bit of audio courtesy of procon.org just before we get back into our discussion of health insurance premiums and whether they've been rising at a faster rate under Obamacare. We began that discussion last week. We'll resume it later today. But for now, let's take a listen to a conversation, a table conversation, one taking place over the table, the dinner table, as a family discusses, well, political issues.
Wait, you can't really believe
What's
that.
What's your problem? It's
whole
the
issue
truth.
Is overblown.
It's flavor of the month.
That seems kind of unfair.
What's fair mean? Fair to who?
Fair to whom? This is not just about one or 2 years.
Hey, why do you always have to be so intense?
Oh, here we go.
Especially when you're wrong.
You're both wrong.
Where did you get those numbers
Maybe take
anyway?
Take your head out of the sand.
I read it. I'm
where?
Not hungry
on the
anymore.
Internet?
Why are you so condescending?
Why are you so annoying?
Why are you condescending?
So emotional about this.
What? Should I just not care?
I'm out of here.
You're so annoying.
I can't be around this.
Can someone pass the potatoes?
And remember what I shared with you a while back, that they're finding that families are spending less time around the Thanksgiving dinner table because of the division coming about as a result of our political position. Getting more and more heated. I think it was probably about 15 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago, that I began to tell people we're going to find more and more heated debates, more and more divisions in our families. And that's happening. And here's the thing. That's not happening only in America. It's happening in many parts of the world. Particularly when you're looking at conservatives versus liberals. That's where the divide is the greatest, the most heated. So, what do? Look, we really do need to focus on what's important. First and foremost, our relationship with our Creator. And as we strengthen that relationship, husbands and wives need to think about, consider, and build their relationship with each other. The children are watching. Husbands and wives build their relationships. Parents and children build their relationships. Siblings build their relationships. And none of this is a given. I just told you. Families, not just with regards to extended families, including with regards to extended families, but also within the immediate family, there are problems. And I definitely want you to be thinking about ways that you can make, first of all, look at ways that you can be coming together throughout the year. And then secondly, when we have these major holidays come up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc., make those times of joy, times where you truly, family truly enjoys being with each other. It's going to get more and more difficult, I'm telling you. And it's going to become more and more rare that families really have it together on those holiday seasons. I'm telling you, the day is going to come when holiday season is not going to feel anything like it felt 20 years ago, 30 years ago. The day is coming when holiday seasons aren't going to feel like they feel today, like they felt in the last 2 or 3 years. It's going to become even more commercialized, but it's going to become less feeling. We're going to have less and less regard for the plight of humanity. And more people are going to be caring only about what's happening with them. And when I say with them, I mean even to the point where more and more people aren't even going to care about what's happening with family, immediate family. Not going to care about what's happening with the spouse, the children, the parents. It's going to be about me, me, me. And so at that point, like I said, it's going to become more and more rare that holiday meal times are going to be pleasant times. But that doesn't mean it won't be happening at all. So what can each of us do to keep things together? All right, when we come back, and by the way, and of course, I'm bringing it up now because sometimes we just need time to work on issues. How about the issues that divide families right now that have absolutely nothing to do with politics? Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. So let's get busy working, do what we can to Let some of life's best moments come through each one of us throughout the year. Back in a few.